We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome. It is the Damon Bruce Show, but not for long this afternoon. Only 25 minutes until Kerry Keating slides in. We're going to have a little Warrior warm-up for you, and we got a big, big Warriors game tonight. In Toronto, they say it's Drake night in Toronto. You know what that means. I know when that hotline bling. I don't even know what that means, but that's what that means. That's exactly what that means. When that hotline bling. I know when that hotline bling. Means they're playing a back-to-back off the Cleveland Cavaliers. Is that what that means? I'll tell you, the NBA did the Toronto Raptors zero favors with this schedule. Is there a tougher back-to-back? In Cleveland one night, home to the Warriors the next night. I guess the tougher back-to-back would be in Cleveland, in Golden State, and that would be about it. Welcome to the program. We don't have a big one for you today, but we got a big game coming up tonight. Big, big, big game. Not a lot of regular seasons you can say feel like, all right, this will tell us a little something. This is going to tell us a little something. It's a raucous environment going up against a team that is well-coached, and has got DeMar DeRozan just playing some great basketball right now. This will be a good test for the Warriors on the road. And then hopefully they don't go out and party with Drake too much. I know when that hotline bling. Because they got to get to Boston for Friday. Last time we saw the Warriors and Drake in the same building, they could hardly get their heads out of their laps for that Laker game. I'm not saying anything happened, Gianna, but something might have happened. I think guys went out and had a good time. That's what happened.
It's possible.
It's very possible. We've got a very, very, very tight show for you today. I am trying to refresh here on the website because we're about to be told who wins the National League and American League Cy Young. Yesterday, we found out that Tito and Dave Roberts won for American League and National League Managers of the Year. The votes, of course, go out before the postseason started. So the postseason was actually very much a reflection of the great job that those guys did. We watched both of them kind of reinvent the way the bullpen was used in the postseason. They're good guys. They're smart guys. Dave Roberts is literally, and I mean this, I was trying to figure out, is this too flowery? And I'm like, no, I want to go ahead and say this. Dave Roberts is one of the best souls that has ever occupied a major league dugout. I mean it. He's just one of the nicest guys I've ever met in sports. Joe Maddon finished second. He's going to have to just settle for that World Series trophy as the booby prize for winning National League Manager of the Year. That's what Dave Roberts did. The Dodgers, if you think about it, they had a heck of a year given their circumstances. They placed a record 28 players on the DL. They lost Kershaw for more than 2.5 months. They used 15 starting pitchers, and they were 6.5 games out of first place on July 8th. So they closed like a freight train after, of course, the Giants opened up like a freight train. And that's where it all ended up. Cy Young, again, we'll know before, we'll know in the next probably 5 minutes who is the National League and American League Cy Young Award winners. Meanwhile, Tito, Indians won 94 games. They were a pleasant surprise the whole year long. And as they were a pleasant surprise, they were still under the radar. Everyone thought they were banged up. I don't think they had a healthy month, certainly from midsummer on. So I think the right guys won. You know, a lot of people, aren't you upset that Joe Maddon won? No, I'm not upset about anything that happened to the Cubs this year. It's amazing how that'll happen. Really, really is. So I told you last night that we would spend quite a bit of time today talking about the latest from Jed York. And the latest from Jed York, per usual, has absolutely nothing to do with football that matters, but construction that is unwelcome and unnecessary in the minds of many people. By the way, we do have. should we just start this? We have a new 49er anthem. As you all know, when you go down to a Niner game, whenever they score a first down, whenever they have a first down, For some reason, they decided to go with the Sparta, Spartan, ow, 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 like from 300. That's what it is. That's what they did. I don't know why. I've never known Niners to be Spartans or vice versa. Maybe Jed York likes all the dudes in the abs or something. I don't know. Maybe the movie spoke to him, Gianna. I have no idea. Movie 300, speak to you.
Yeah.
Lots of ripped dudes.
Very much so.
Red capes. Maybe that's the tie-in. I don't know. Here's what, instead of the ow, ow, ow for every 49er first down, they should play this. Completion, Colin Kaepernick to Vance McDonald, 8 yards and a 49er first down. If you're wondering where that came from, well, that came from what we are now dubbing the brand new 49er fight song, thanks to Dionne Warwick, Knowing the Way to San Jose.
This is a world-renowned region, and we should host world-renowned events.
We obviously built this stadium in Santa Clara.
I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Jim Harbaugh built Levi's Stadium. I mean, they were struggling, and as soon as Jim Harbaugh came along and started taking them to NFC Championship games, interest obviously gets better.
It's a great place. People are not going to want to go home, and this could be the start of the new San Francisco 49ers. And I know the guys, they respected what had happened at Candlestick, but now they can make their own history at Levi's Stadium.
You can really breathe in San Jose.
Not a raucous crowd, at least at this point. Maybe people are getting used to the new environment.
49ers haven't played particularly well at home. The two games we've been there for, they lost.
Whatever you want your experience to be, I think you're going to be able to create it. I'm really excited to see how 68,500 people can create their own unique individual experience every time they come to Levi's Stadium.
So it's going to be loud. Is it going to be louder than, you know, our friends up north? It's hard to say, but the best thing to do is have a good winning team and a great, loud fan base.
I mean, when you're getting laughed at in your own brand new fight song, it probably isn't a good look. I've been waiting to share this with you. I saw this over the weekend, sat on it till today. We've got 20 minutes left in the show. It's time to talk about the Jed York Cabana. Story from the Mercury News. Jed York doesn't win much these days. The San Francisco 49ers CEO has seen his team 5-11 last season with one win this season, so maybe he's forgotten some of the normal niceties involved in winning. He's been in a minor conflict with some neighbors in the Los Altos Hills over an outdoor cabana that he wants to build. According to a report in the Los Altos Town Crier, even after mostly getting what he wanted in negotiations with the Los Altos Hills Planning Commission on Thursday, York didn't act much like he was feeling good about the win. One of the neighbors who was trying to prevent Jed York from building a 756 square foot cabana adjacent to his already 9,000 square foot house. What's, is that a big house, Gianna?
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes. Affirmative yes.
Like, I have no conceptual mental, like, what, like, how many square feet is, like, I don't know what 9,000 square feet looks like.
I mean,
I'm guessing my apartment is a little over 1,000, maybe.
I mean, yeah, my house is close to 2,000, and I mean, it's nice size, but it's like, I mean, that's a lot.
Right.
That's 9,000 is huge.
At 9,000 square feet, I need somebody who's involved in home or construction. 9,000 square feet, is that straight up mansion size mansion? Is that like, or is that like a really big 5-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 3.5-bath home?
I think 6,000 would be a really big 5-bedroom, 3.5. I think 9,000 straight up mansion.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. So anyways, his 9,000 square foot home isn't big enough. And by the way, all USBL holders, you built that and you're helping him build his cabana. He hasn't built a team for you. As a matter of fact, he single-handedly took it apart for you, but he's interested in the cabana life now. One of the neighbors who are trying to prevent Jed York from building his new cabana adjacent to his 9,000 square foot home tried to congratulate him with a handshake, only to have York rush past her, saying, in the words of the town crier, "I've had enough." The plans York submitted called for a cabana. His neighbors said that the cabana would block their view. "We were shocked and dismayed when we found out that they did apply in building the cabana, and the cabana which they promised us they were not going to build. It's only 30 feet away from a boundary line. Looking at the town player, looking at it from a town planner's viewpoint, they sympathized with the Cleary claim, and basically they made him build it smaller than he wanted to. They made him take 18 feet, or excuse me, 18 inches off the top. So he wanted it to be a foot and a half bigger. And they zoned him down, and he was so upset about that, he didn't even have the ability to shake hands with the person who really he just defeated. He still gets to build it. It just will be 18 inches shorter than he wanted it. And he wouldn't even shake her hand.
Jeez, that seems 18 inches. That's like nothing. I mean.
Congratulations to your husband. But no, really. I mean, it's petty. It's gauche. It is complete. Look, if you have a football team that is an empire collapsing to the point where ESPN just called you the worst franchise in professional sports, and you're worried about 18 more inches on your 756 square foot cabana next to a 9,000 square foot house, I mean, that's ridiculous. It just shows you what they're all about. They're all about themselves. They're all about their own personal fortunes. All of you be damned. All of you be damned. We have people weighing in here on the text line, Gianna. Damon, my home is 6,700 square feet. It's huge. 9,000 square feet? That's like Atherton big. Pat. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good job, Pat. People are like, yeah, that's 9,000. That is a legit mansion all day, all night. Straight up mansion. 9,000 square feet is comparable to a basketball court.
Wow.
I could live comfortably on something the size of a full-length regulation basketball court. I got to be honest with you. And then that thing's got stories on it, like flights of stairs making it big. It's incredible. He is the one and only Butcher Boy.
Damon, congratulations on the marriage.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for you, my friend.
And thank you.
Beautiful bride. You outkicked your coverage. Man, you're a salesman. Hey, but on the Niners, this guy Jed York, if this cabana story isn't a microcosm for every relationship that they've ever had in the NFL, I don't know what is. Because every relationship they've ever had, it's always, it's you, not me. And every relationship, it's always someone else's fault. They're building a cabana for Jed to get a little shade, but God forbid they give their fans a little shade. They're taking the $50 million in cap space, not spending a dime, but Jed improving his 9,000 square foot home. It's just never enough. And it's disgusting, Damon. I went through all the different head coaches and GMs that they've had since Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have taken over. Do you know how many head coaches they've gone through?
Jeez. I mean, off the top of my head, it's got to be 5 or 6.
8. They've gone through 8 head coaches, turning quarterbacks, and 5 GMs. And you want to know why they're so dysfunctional? It's because of the ownership. It's because the one constant since 2001 is the York family. Not just Jetty Boy. Not just Jed. It's Denise. It's Dr. John. You know, they blamed the city of San Francisco. They blamed Gavin Newsom. They blamed Harbaugh. They blamed Mariucci. They just keep blaming everyone. And at some point, they'll blame Balky or they'll blame Chip Kelly. It's just enough is enough. We're all fed up. And you know what the most interesting tidbit about this Santa Clara riff is, Damon? It's that they don't even own the stadium. The Santa Clara, what is it, stadium?
Oh, well, as you're listing, As you're listing everyone who they've either not been able to get along with or straight up pissed off, can we now include the mayor of Santa Clara?
Yes. Yes, we can, because the last mayor, who they had in their pocket, they really thought that they were going to be like, you know, like Tallahassee with Florida State, where they're just going to own the town. Hello? You wanted to build in progressive Silicon Valley? Well, I think the residents are a little smarter than you and your family, because obviously, since 1999, you haven't gotten much right. And it's disgusting, Damon. Again, the Cabana is the microcosm for everything that's wrong with the relationships of the Yorks, be it the fans, the players, the coaches, the GMs, they're standing in the NFL. I mean, another town, Los Altos, can't stand Jed. Just get in line behind San Francisco, Santa Clara, and the rest of the Bay Area.
Probably all of Ohio, too. Thank you very much, Butcher Boy. A tour de force performance, as always, my friend. Thank you. We're going to have Butcher Boy in for a little segment called The Butcher Shop at some point. We just have to bring him in, let him go. It'll give an opportunity. You know what? Butcher Boy can come in, just rant for a good 5-6 minutes. Gianna, we can go have nice tinkles. We'll just let him do it. By the way, someone's like, do you even know how much 9,000 square feet's going for in the Los Altos Hills? And another person says that Jed York's house is worth $16 million. An NBA court is 4,700 square feet. So basically, and we're talking about two NBA courts laid next to each other. Somebody here says, Damon, my condo is 650-ish square feet. It could probably fit in Jed York's fireplace.
Wow.
Jed York's mansion is the size of a Costco.
That I can relate to. I can visualize that now. Like the Costco.
Yeah.
That's probably just the size of the house, too. I can't imagine the actual size of the lot with the 700-plus square foot cabana and 9,000 square foot house. He's got to have some yard. That's insane.
It's unbelievable.
It must be nice.
It must be nice. But again, what is he doing? What is he doing?
Making money.
Building more of something he didn't need in the first place and pissing off people around him while he does it. I wonder, you know, like Jed said in the new 49ers, Do You Know the Way to San Jose team anthem? He's like, we want to build a unique experience to where it's unique to yourself. What the hell's that? That's not how you build a football stadium. You build a football stadium by saying, so our focus of our football stadium isn't what you want it to be. It's what we need it to be, a fortress that is hard to penetrate. By the way, Max Scherzer has won the National League Cy Young. We're waiting for the American League Cy Young winner to be announced. Let's go to Mike and Tracy, who says that he did York's drywall. Okay, how are you, Mike?
I'm good, Damon. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. So is the place just gargantuan or what?
Yeah, it's quite the piece of land and quite the house. You've got probably, I'd say, equivalent to a football field stacked, you know, three high. You got your full basement with a meeting room for, I assume, the staff, and 24-hour security on premises. It's pretty crazy.
So, now here's the deal, and thank you very much for the call, Mike. Did you get lemonade while you were working? Did they bring you water and stuff? Were they good to you? Oh, he left already? Jeez, Button Vixen didn't give Mike and Tracy very much time. She just cut him right off. So, I'm not a class basher. Like, good for you and your house. Good for you and your wealth. Good for your family's success. I would wish 9,000 square foot mansions in Atherton on all of you listening, if I could. I really would. But then if you were the kind of person who started pissing off neighbors by building an extra 800 square foot cabana in your backyard 50 feet next to somebody's property line, then I'd call you a jagoff and I'd say you're not a very good neighbor. Jed York isn't a good neighbor, much less being a good owner, much less having a franchise's fortunes now completely in his decision-making hands, and there isn't a single good decision outside of hiring Jim Harbaugh that he has made for your football team, for your franchise, for the city that he left or is now occupying. The closer anyone gets to York, they see how quickly he is unqualified to do this. It's kind of like the closer you get to Colin Kaepernick, you see how completely unqualified he is to be a social leader, drum beater of any kind. It's embarrassing. You're giving up 31.4 points per game, and you're worried about a cabana? I mean, how do you not shut down all construction, all everything? How do you not focus on your football team? How are you not hiring a new general manager, not a new contractor for your cabana? To put it all on the Underhill tab. Steak sandwich and a steak sandwich. Did we mention it's Drake night up in Toronto? I know when the hotline bling. So, I was thinking, like, what's the song we're going to use today? I know when the hotline bling. Do you realize that that video, which is a really weird video, he's just dancing in like a lit box. He looks like he's dancing. What would you call those things that you had to make in eighth grade, like a diorama? He's dancing in a diorama. The video has over a billion views.
Wow.
A billion views. Speaking of billions,
that's nuts.
This last UFC fight, this Conor McGregor thing from over the weekend, social media engagements. Guess how many social media engagements it had, meaning people either clicked on it, liked it, hearted it, emojied it, replied to it, tweeted it. It's an engagement. You reached out and you touched the tweet, or you sent a tweet or a hashtag or something. Guess what it has? Guess. Just guess.
A million?
Yeah, 14 billion. The Super Bowl had 5 billion engagements. The last UFC is almost one of the single greatest social media successes in the history of social media.
That's interesting.
Isn't that not interesting? Makes me think, for the sake of the future of this program, we better start paying attention to some damn UFC, huh?
Yeah, no doubt.
14 billion engagements. By the way, that's 14 billion more good ideas than Jed York's had. That's the count is just at one. One. And, of course, a cabana.
I mean, I knew it was becoming more popular, but wow, that is a lot of social media engagement. People are paying attention.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You should have asked Mike, the drywall guy, if he's gotten paid yet. Yeah, we would have, but button vixen just cut him off. Damon, I'm a privileged white guy, and my cabin in Tahoe is 800 square feet.
You got a cabin in Tahoe, though.
Yeah, but you do have a cabin in Tahoe. So
I'm already jealous.
Yeah, let me play the world's tiniest violin for you. Here's maybe a good way to wrap it up. Like a good neighbor, or like a bad neighbor, Jed York is there. That's from the text line. Good job, everyone. That sounds like a new hot hip-hop song. I know when the hotline bling. Warriors Warm Up is coming up next, but if I could for a minute before we get into that, and I know we're late, but don't worry about it. My grandmother passed away today. So here at the end of this show, I'd just like to dedicate this tiny little slice of show, and she would have been very happy that it contained a lot of square footage information.
Aww.
This is for Annette Tolge. Rest in peace, Grandma. Warriors Warm Up is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.